I'd like to welcome everybody once again to share Dvar Torah, the Talmidim, alumni, all those people that listen in to the Leivari website on issues related to Parsha of the Week or a particular date in the calendar. Parshas Yisroi describes the greatest moment in the history of the Jewish people, that we receive the Torah on Har Sinai. The mitzvah we have, one of the mitzvahs we have described there, which is referred to generally as the Ten Commandments, Decalogue, etc. Rav Sadia Gaon states that these Ten mitzvahs are the nucleus of the 613 mitzvahs which we must fulfill. It's the mitzvah, Kabei Yisavich V'Asimecha, Man Yirich Nimecha, Adom Hashem Hashem, Alikach V'Nais Olach. Honor your father and your mother in order that you will enjoy a long life, lengthy days upon the land which Hashem, your God, has given you. The honor we're describing, our sages said, is the positive or constructive aspect of serving our parents. That is, that we see to that they are fed, they are clothed properly, and if they need to have daily exercise in order to enhance their health, it's incumbent upon their children, especially their sons, who may have greater ability, greater independence to take their parents' needs, as opposed to a daughter who might be married and have her own family responsibilities. These are the dictates and conditions upon the children which they must fulfill in enhancing their parents' lives. Pasuk states, Kaveh es Hashem Mahoincha. You are to honor God from your wealth, from your resources. Now, there is a statement of our sages that say in the creation of a human being, there are three partners: God, one's father, one's mother. So there's a cooperative description in bringing forth life. We might say to some degree there is a cooperative, a business, that God gives us our soul. The Gemara Anita describes who imbibes, who gives over certain imprints upon the child, the soul coming from God, the vision or eyesight coming from one parent, the color of skin from another, etc. The Halacha describes that the responsibility to clothe and finance or support one's parents initially comes from the parents' resources. The child has to see to that the parent is fed, but he doesn't have to spend from his own money. He can use, if his father has resources to cover his living needs, comes from his parents' account. And Otherwise, officially, the child can look, the son can look to the charity funds to support his parents. However, our sages say if a person opts to use charity funds rather than his own funds to support his parents, he deserves to be cursed. Severely criticized for such an option. So it takes us back to the idea that as much as one has to honor his parents, seeing to it that their life needs are fulfilled, one also honors Hashem through using his resources. So our resources have to be used in embellishing the lives of our parents, according to the idea of embellishing our relationship to God by using our resources to honor Him. So we see the aspect, as it were, of an investment in the quality of life. Superficially, we understand that honoring our parents comes from the natural reaction that we have to show gratitude to our parents, bringing us up, seeing too that we are, our necessities are covered, etc., that they cared for us, etc., and as an act of consideration, we show them that honor. In the very creation of man, this idea was emphasized in criticizing Adam Rishon for, as it were, castigating God for giving him a helpmate that ended up bringing about his downfall. So instead of finding some type of way of being grateful to God that he had a helpmate, he was critical of Hashem for this helpmate. We have to find ways of being grateful for the gifts Hashem has given us. Our health, our resources, our opportunities. So first and foremost, we have to consider the well-being of our parents. And ideally, we have to put an effort into seeing to it that their life is a comfortable life. So too, when God has embellished us with resources, we have to support Torah, because Torah is a Torah's Chaim. When we support yeshivas and institutions that educate the Jewish people, that's a basic form of gratitude to giving our life a meaningful existence. So all these things come together. Life, to some extent, is a business. We have to invest in enhancing our lives physically and spiritually. Just to go through life eating, drinking, having a family, and sleeping is meaningless. God put us here that the world should be a different place that existed before we came about, and our imprint should be a positive imprint, making a world a better place to live in. So we have to take all these ideas together and appreciate why this mitzvah of honoring our parents is a stepping stone and a fundamental experience within Jewish consciousness. Our functioning as committed Jews, as human beings, is founded upon showing our gratitude to our Creator and to our parents and to the Jewish people by enhancing quality of life for our parents, our family, and for the world at large. May Hashem purify ourselves that we can serve Him in truth and make this world a more holier place to live in through our actions.